from the BBS backroads to the information superhighway? Or where did all the BBCs go? By fire escape. With the advent of the home computer in the 1970s, there arose a hobby known as BBCing. This was the beginning of a great electronic community which met and exchanged ideas over what today is called cyberspace. Before the internet became accessible to the common person, computer bulletin boards were connecting large amounts of people to others in their local community. BBCs, as they are nicknamed, operate by allowing people to connect to another person's home computer via the local telephone lines. Since this was usually a local phone call, it was as free as calling your neighbor up to chat about the weather. Most early computer bulletin boards were on as free public hobbyist systems, and they operated on great state-of-the-art BBS softwares like C64, FIDO, Opus, ZDog, GBBS and MTABS. The C64 ran on Commodore 64 machines, MTABS ran on TRS-80s, GBBS ran on Apple machines, and FIDO, Opus and ZDog ran on the early IBM 8088s. This was an exciting era in the BBS world. As machines became faster and cheaper to own, more and more BBCs went online, and the softwares they ran evolved to meet the needs of the people who used them. In the mid-1980s, Microsoft introduced Windows to the computer world. This inevitably led to an increase in multi-node systems which could support more than one user online at a single time. Before this time, multi-node systems were much more expensive because they required one computer for each instance of the BBS, and they had to be networked together through primitive methods. Microsoft allowed BBCs to open several instances of their software on the same computer. We saw new multi-line BBS softwares arise in response to this new development, and soon there were many multi-line BBCs running Aracom, DLX, Major and TBBS. Because this multi-node environment required more phone lines, many of the BBCs had to begin charging a fee for access to cover their expenses. There were now large commercial systems operating side by side with the small hobbyist systems. By the end of the 1980s, the BBS hobby was rapidly spreading, and the number of computer bulletin boards began skyrocketing. The boards moved off of their IBM 286S and onto the 386, which followed it in early 1990. The size of hard disks tripled and the speed of modems quadrupled in less than 5 years. This greatly impacted the BBS community, and we began to see systems with huge 500 meg file bases and fast 9600 board modems. By 1992, most BBCs were moving on to 486s and had upgraded their modems to 14.4s and their hard drives to multiple gig drives. The BBS community had expanded locally to an incredible 450 systems in St. Louis alone. Due to Wayne Bell's early seeding of the BBS community here, the late 1980s, by the early 90s, WIF or World War IV BBS software was the most common BBS software to be found. Over 200 systems in St. Louis were running this software in 1992. Users in the BBS community would also encounter softwares such as Telegate, a WIF clone, Renegade, Wildcat, PC Board, VBBS, Remote Access, and Maximus. For the next 2 years, 1992 to 1994, the BBS community would reach its maximum growth. These were the best 2 years for the local BBS community in St. Louis. Between 1992 and 1994, processors and modems became faster and cheaper. Hard drives became bigger and cheaper.